This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. In my Four Tendencies personality framework, I argue that people generally fall into one of four types: upholders, questioners, obligers, and rebels. In a nutshell, this framework distinguishes how people tend to respond to expectations, outer expectations like a work deadline, and inner expectations like keep a New Year's resolution. Now, this may sound obscure, but it turns out to be very, very helpful to know. So upholders respond readily to outer and inner expectations. I'm an upholder 100%. Questioners question all expectations. They'll meet an expectation if they think it makes sense. So they're meeting all inner expectations. Obligers meet outer expectations, but they struggle to meet inner expectations. So they need outer accountability to meet inner expectations. And finally, rebels resist all expectations, outer and inner alike. And if you want to take a quiz to figure out your tendency, just go to quiz.gretchenrubin.com. More than 3.2 million people have taken this free quiz, and it'll give you a little report. And with the tendencies, people sometimes say to me, but which is the best tendency? Which is the tendency that's the happiest, the healthiest, that's the most productive, that's the most creative? The fact is, there is no one best tendency. Each tendency includes people who are wildly successful and also big losers. The people who do the best are the people who figure out how to harness the strengths of their tendency and also deal with the weaknesses and limitations of their tendency. And we may not even understand the nature of a limitation or a weakness unless we understand our tendency, because often our own actions are a mystery to us, and the tendency framework can illuminate why we've done what we've done. And here's an example of my own life. I am an upholder, which means I readily keep inner and outer expectations. For me, as a result, I value my good habits so much that I almost never take a break from them, even probably when I should. I dislike spontaneity. I can't bear ambiguity. And sometimes I get so preoccupied with my plans and my to-do lists that I'm blinded to larger values. I'm very focused on kind of following through with the plan. I can look rigid. And I remember one bitterly cold, snowy morning when I forced 4-year-old Eliza and me to ride the city bus to her preschool as usual. And she got so cold that she started crying, and we had to stop in a dry cleaner shop to warm up by their space heater. And by the time we got to her school, we were both completely shaken up by the cold and the experience. And looking back on this later, I was puzzled by my own actions. Why in the world had I taken my beloved little girl to wait on the icy streets? Why hadn't I decided that we could just stay home for one morning? I mean, at that point, she only went to school for 3 hours, and I work from home. Or we could have at least like splurged on a taxi. And the fact is, it never occurred to me that we could deviate from our routine. Now that I understand the upholder tendency with its strengths and weaknesses, I'm more alert for situations. And I must say, they come up all the time when my desire to execute on a plan gets in the way of achieving my larger aims. My determination to stick with our usual routine blinded me to something more important. Knowing ourselves can make us more aware of when that might be likely to happen. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.